Adam's second preseason here at the club, how have you found it? Have you taken a bit more of a leadership role? Have you found talking up a bit more?
Yeah, a little bit, especially with the new draftees obviously coming in. You like to give them something from your experiences in your first year. So I think we had Lockie Shields live with us for a couple of weeks, so it was showing him how we prep for training and what it's like. Training, doing your first pre-season. Like to show a little bit of leadership in helping out the young ones.
You had a couple of weeks delay coming back. Have you found that? Has that affected your fitness at all?
Not at all. No, that was just still a bit sore from the long season last year. So, I probably just needed a little bit of extra time to let the body rest. But, it was only a couple of weeks, as you said. So, I'm back in the full training and been doing that for a while now. So, full fitness.
You didn't do much of the pre-season last year, did you? You sort of modified for a fair bit of it. And I think you might have even been the year before that. What's it been like to be able to get most of the work in ready for the season?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously, every player has a goal to get through the full pre-season. So it was a bit frustrating last year, obviously coming off the shoulder. I think I missed all the training before Christmas and was a bit behind the group. But this year I'm with the group, full fitness, as I said before, and looking forward for a big year.
Where do you see yourself playing? Because you were used in a variety of roles last year, half forward, through the midfield, half back as well.
Yeah. I've been training throughout the half back and midfield roles, so I wouldn't be surprised if I'm playing a bit of half back and midfield, but anywhere I can slot into the team, I'll just be wrapped to play.
Does that change a little bit with Connor going down, do you think? Do you think that means a little bit more midfield for you?
That's too hard to tell. It's not for me to decide, but I don't think much will change. As before Connor got injured, I mean, we've got multiple players training through the midfield. Andy, Brett Bewley's coming in, Steph Jura, Tom North, a player that hasn't been revealed yet, is a solid midfielder, and myself. So there's still plenty of players that can roll through that role and help that spot and fill it.
Tell us a bit about Tom North, because there are good raps on him, but we saw him a little bit at waffle level last year, but he had injuries there too, so there was limited exposure there.
Yeah, I've played with Tom since I was on the 15s, pretty much, obviously, growing up near him back in Melbourne. So, he's big body inside midfielder, has a knack of always finding the ball, and, he's got a lot to show when he finally makes his debut, I reckon.
Is he a guy you think you could step into AFL football this year?
Yeah, I'd hope so. Yeah, I think last year, as you said, his body... he had a few injuries and was trying to get that match fitness up to the level. So, he's been doing full pre-season this year, and hopefully sometime this year he can crack into the team.
How much better prepared are you physically, you reckon, A, being a year older, and B, being able to do more of the work this year than you were last year?
I'd say, a lot more prepared than last year. I put on more weight, I feel fitter. I've seen photos of me when I first came in. I was quite skinny and young, so I feel more mature and, capable of at the level of AFL.
Obviously, your running is one of the big ones as well. How much have you added in terms of the weight to make you feel more comfortable?
I've probably added 3 or 4 kilograms since the end of the season. So I think that's just expected every year. As you get older and more mature, and more weight sessions, you'll gain the weight. So, I'm just hoping that'll help me a bit more when I'm playing halfback or midfield in those contested areas.
Has that been a natural progression, just a normal weight regime, or have you had to add in another session or two as well?
No, I've just been doing the normal weights regime. I've done nothing different than the rest of the boys. I think it's just naturally putting on weight as a mature.
You mentioned a little earlier that you had a couple of weeks off just to make sure you were over the soreness from last year. Will you have a bit of a downtime before the season at all, or is it now just full guns blowing?
No, I wouldn't assume. I think from now on, we're right in the middle of pre-season, and then we'll slowly get into some games and some match sim. And then from there, just roll into the season and take your momentum forward.
Obviously, one of the significant changes, Adam, is the fact that you're going to have Hogan and Lobb to aim at, as well as Matt Taberner and Cam McCarthy. Yep. How much has changed in the way you're going to go about playing because you have those targets to kick to?
Probably in our attacking side. We have a bigger focus on penetrating with the footy. So, obviously, having those two targets, the four targets, as you said, big tolls, want to use that as a strength. So the quicker we can get into them and put pressure on the defenders and get numbers to the ball, the better. I think that's something that probably lacked a little bit last year, especially with Tabsy getting injured last year. But this year we've got many forwards to choose from.
And I noticed in the midfield drills the other day, Reece Conker and Travis Collier were in there for a lot of the inside drill work. How significant is the recruiting of them? Because I guess they get glossed over a little bit because of the presence of Hogan and Lobb.
Yeah, well, they're not only adding that extra depth in our midfield, but also immature edge players. So I think Reece, he's already been added into the leadership group. So it just shows the effect that those two have had from having, you know, a lot of experience at other clubs. So yeah, it's not only good players, but also great leaders, and they've got a great head on their shoulders.
Just with those new recruits, do you feel like improvement is coming as a squad? Can you feel that building in the pre-season?
Yeah, definitely. Every year, obviously, the goal is to improve and get better. But yeah, this year, we've obviously, you know, Reece is bringing some things that he's learned over his past that year. So is Trav. So, you know, new people bring new thoughts and new ideas. And yeah, they're all gelling together to ultimately improve us.
Reece was saying that you were hanging off a bit hearing about the Richmond days. What have you most taken away from those stories?
Yeah, he stitched me up with that one a little bit, but obviously, you know, he's been a good player for a long time, and you know, I try to pick his brain when I can, but yeah, he's an elite professional in the way he prepares and recovers from training and games, so yeah, I'll try and learn as much as I can from him.
You looking forward to galloping around out there in 38-degree heat today?
Yeah, can't shy away from training. The heat makes it harder and better, so can't wait.
How have you acclimatised to the heat in Perth since your time here?
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, last year, I think I chucked up my first running session from the heat, but definitely used to it now. You know, hydration's a massive part in our preparation, so yeah, as long as you prepare well, the session's solid, but you can get through it.